The latest wave of COVID-19 appears to be on the decline in York Region. However, the healthcare system continues to face struggles, according to the region's medical officer of health. Local data indicates the Omicron wave is beginning to run out of steam after a month of dominance, Dr. Barry Paik said in an online update today, January 24. He said similar data across the province is why the government opted toward lifting restrictions starting next week. Cases in York Region and across the province seem to have stabilized, he said. The test positive rate, as well as our wastewater signal, are both stabilizing and may be moving in a positive direction. With case counts less reliable with testing restrictions imposed by the province, York Region is using other methods of tracking cases. Its January 20 wastewater update showed the signal had decreased by more than 40%, from more than 100 earlier in the month to 60. Meanwhile, test positivity rates have gone down, peaking at 30.9% between December 26 and January 1, and now at 18.9% for samples between January 9 and January 15. Though Paik said it is good news, he warned challenges remain for hospitals, where the peak lags behind by several weeks. He said even as restrictions lift next week, you need to follow what rules remain in place. Hospital admissions remain very high, and ICU occupancy continues to increase slowly. And unfortunately, we are seeing many deaths, he said. We must remain cautious and vigilant to help decrease the surge of Omicron. Schools also opened last week, with some parents expressing concerns. But Paik highlighted vaccination efforts, with 56.9% of those ages 5 to 11 at one dose and 89.6% of the 12 to 17 age group fully vaccinated. We are confident that high schools and middle schools are in a good position right now, with the best protection we know, being vaccinated, he said. I'm hoping we can reach similar levels of coverage in elementary schools. He said studies from around the world indicate an approximately 90% protection rate against hospitalization for those with a booster dose of the vaccine, compared to 45-55% for two doses. He said it should be confirmed with Ontario and York Region data in the coming days. The challenge, and the need for restrictive measures during the Omicron surge, is the burden of cases in hospitals, he said. Protect yourself and contribute to a safe and more certain reopening by being boosted as soon as possible. You can book an appointment through the provincial portal or at york.ca/COVID-19 vaccine.